Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
One of the interesting things about that development we were talking there, which we didn't mention in the news, but the height of the buildings is apparently going to have a restriction, which kind of reminded me of Baltimore in the United States. It's not too far away from Washington, D.C., and they have restrictions on the heights of buildings there, which kind of means, though, as I did a few years ago, you can sit in the bar somewhere in Baltimore and you can look out, and you've got the sort of a flat skyline, relatively speaking, at one point. But then, of course, you look in the direction of Washington, and all of a sudden, the buildings are of a different height. I think it's all connected with the height of the Washington Monument. I think that's what they base it on. Anyway, police in Cambridgeshire are running a week-long campaign to target speeding drivers. The aim is to tackle dangerous driving by raising public awareness of the potentially fatal consequences of driving at an inappropriate or illegal speed. Patrols not engaged in emergency calls will be diverted to tackling dangerous drivers who choose to ignore the speed limit. I've been speaking to the BCH Roads Policing Sergeant, Ian Manley, who told me that speeding can have fatal consequences.
The faster you go, the higher the injury potential for any incident that then happens. Speed is a contributing factor in our fatal and serious injury collisions. If you are exceeding the speed limit, the likelihood is that you are going to get significantly more injured, or worst case scenario, you could be killed in the event of a collision.
Is speeding as common on city streets as around Cambridge as it might be, you know, out in the countryside?
All roads have their issues. It's not going to be limited to one particular area. Unfortunately, speeding is something that happens countrywide. I couldn't say for certain where our worst roads are, but what I will say is that during the course of this campaign, we will be looking at where our significant collisions occur, and using data that we capture, we'll be looking at where we have speeding offences, and we'll be looking to target those areas.
Right, so we're more likely to see a police car sitting in an area where, you know, there's been accidents before, or at the very least, you know that people will use a particular road or track and go a little bit faster than they should.
We are looking at data that we captured that gives us evidence of where we should be going to enforce speed limits. We'll also listen to local concerns in areas that people have issues around, and we'll look to address those as well as best we can.
Yeah, it's interesting. I noticed when I go up to see my sister, and over the couple of roundabouts near Barton, I guess when people have just come off of the M11, you often see a police car just waiting there. I think it must be on the just tucked off the A603 there, which kind of suggests to me that's an area where people have got a little bit too excited, having just come off the motorway, and are maybe going into, and I'm trying to remember what it is now, if it's a 40 or a 50, but that they're just going or starting to go too fast along that particular road.
It is right that when you come from a higher speed limit, adjusting your speed down can be more difficult, and that's why there's staggered speed limits on the approach to 40s, 30-mile-an-hour speed limits. But, yeah, they may be there to address the speeding issue, but they may also be there to look at other offences. Just because we're focusing on speeding during this campaign, it doesn't mean that we're ignoring all other offences that we see around the country.
No, I guess that's the thing, isn't it? There'll be sort of other crimes will still be taking place, and that doesn't mean to say that you'll be ignoring those. Just that this is what's being highlighted right now. Is Cambridgeshire any sort of better or worse than any other areas around the country, or is it just, you know, near enough the same wherever we might be?
It's pretty much the same all around the country. Unfortunately, there are a number of people who see that speeding is acceptable. They may justify it to themselves as being acceptable. What we're trying to do this campaign is address that behaviour, reinforce the fact that speed limits are there for a reason, and I appreciate that at the moment it's nice, sunny and dry. However, there are times when the road and weather conditions do not lend themselves to doing the speed limit, and you need to adjust your driving style accordingly.
So not just a matter of keeping to the speed limit, but if all of a sudden, as the forecast suggests, it might actually the next day or so, and the heavens open and all of a sudden a very dry road has a whole load of water on it, it's time to gently put the brakes on.
Yeah, you definitely need to adjust your driving standard and style when you encounter inclement weather. We've had a long period of dry weather. There's a lot of build-up of dust and dirt on the road surface, and the first heavy downpours that we have, we know that the road surface is going to become slippery. People need to adjust their driving standard accordingly.
Yeah. And if somebody you see somebody speeding, what are you going to do? Are you going to pull them over and give them a tap on the shoulder, or are you going to remind them, or even prosecute them for the offence? What's likely to happen?
It's £100 fine and 3 points in the licence if you're dealt with at the roadside. Alternatively, if you enter the judicial system, you could end up with a disqualification. So the penalties that are on offer at this time.
Now, I'm going to make a confession to you. You may have already looked this up. I hope not. About 10 years ago, I got my first, actually my only, speeding ticket. I crept over in Cambridge, just coming, where was it now? It was just over the bridge by the garages as you're coming into the city. And basically, I crept over the 30-mile-an-hour limit, and I got a letter in the post. But rather than the 3 points, I was invited to a speed awareness course, and which you pay for, which I think the amount I paid was equivalent to what the fine would have been. Does that sort of thing still happen?
Yes, those courses are still available. We won't hold it against you that you've been on one.
Thanks. hopefully I learned something. I like to think I did.
They are a diversion course that educates people into why you should be sticking to the speed limit. What does happen should you be involved in a collision, how that injury potential is much greater. And that is looking at changing behaviour. So that is available to drivers should they be eligible for it.
That's interesting. I hope I found it useful. Certainly, I've had no further speeding tickets, but I have collected quite a few parking tickets over the past few years. Sergeant Ian Manley, thanks very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.